Hey everyone, I really appreciate you joining my podcast today. I have not posted in a while. I think I posted a little bit into the new year or just before the new year, but I actually moved. I'm subleasing an apartment for 2 months in near the city of New York City. And, I just been preoccupied with that and, kind of just reading more. I've been doing my videos every single day, 30-second videos. I'm trying to increase my following there. I actually hit 1,000 followers, which is nice. I'm seeing a lot of impact, and it's just pushing me to go further. I'm trying to work hard on my job as well. I don't really know what the future holds there, but I'm excited. I think in times of struggle and kind of like confusion, and I wouldn't say this is a struggle right now. I think it's just confusion. I think, you can kind of say anything's a struggle, but this is not a struggle. But I think confusion, like just new year, new apartment, new role in my job, it's a kind of uncertainty, but that's life, right? Life is always changing and you need to kind of look at it, as a new chapter. And also you have to be excited. That's what I think you need to do. You choose your perspective on how you look at these things. And, I've chosen to be excited about it, and whatever happens, happens. I've gotten this far, as I always say, and if I've gone this far, I probably can go a little bit further. So just to keep consistent on that mindset is really important. And I've seen a lot of success with me. But this podcast episode is about, letting go of things. I think a lot of us, including myself, have a hard time of sometimes letting go of things because we're scared that we're not going to find it again, or we're scared that like this is the best we're ever going to get. It could be anything, right? It could be a job. It could be a living situation. It could be a partner. It could be a career. A job and a career is the same thing, but it could be really anything, right? It's like you believe that you will never find something again, right? I mean, I think a really good example is like you date someone, or you match with someone, or you meet someone, and you're like, this is the only person in the world. I'm never going to meet anyone else, or I'm never going to find a better job. I'm never going to find a better situation. And if you have that attitude, I've noticed that like you don't have the same energy of bringing that into your life. But if you say like, yeah, like, I've gotten this opportunity in the past, chances are I'll probably get a pretty cool opportunity in the future. Maybe it's not as good, but I'm sure it's going to be something nice, right? So that's what I look at. I remember when I broke up with my girlfriend about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years now. In the summer, it's going to be 2 years, which is crazy. But I remember, and I still sometimes feel this way, but like I feel like I'll never meet someone. I'll never find someone, or I'll never be happy with someone. And it kind of really ate me up inside for a while, because I was like, you know what? I put all this effort in. Like, why did I lose it? Why did I do this? And then, I think over the past 4 to 5 months, I've really been shifting my perspective on the situation and been saying to myself, you know what? It was a chapter in my life. I learned a lot. And in the end of the day, it happened probably for a reason. And there's probably something out there that's even better, right? And I just have to be positive and be able to accept that it may take time. And, maybe it's not what I expect, but it's going to be something, right? And that's the thing. Like, that's this going back to the point of not looking to the past, kind of focusing on the present so you can build a better future, right? Like, a lot of things that I look back into my past, I said, oh, I wish I did this differently. I wish I did that. And there's also situations where I wish I was back then when I didn't have a job and I didn't have any worries, or I was in school and I didn't have any worries. Like, it's always 2020 vision, right? It's like you look back and you're like, oh, I wish that was the time. And that goes back to one of the points thing I made in one of my podcasts, that we're living in the good old days, right? We're living right now. Whatever you think living right now, you're probably going to tell yourself in 20 years that you miss. Right? So live it to the fullest, live in the present. But it's also important to let go of things, because if we don't let go, we can never truly live. So for me, it took me a while to let go of my ex-girlfriend. And I still sometimes struggle with it because I do miss parts of it, right? But I've realized that there were certain things that I miss, and there were certain things I'm happier about. I just need to really understand that the things that I'm happier about outweigh the things that I miss, right? And that's allowed me to let go. Because the person in this case wasn't serving your purpose. And the same thing with losing a job or not having a good situation. It's okay to let go of it, right? It's okay to say like, hey, we can keep on fighting, right? But if we're fighting fire with fire, it's never going to go out, right? And that's not giving up. I think there's a big difference between working hard and being consistent and not giving up and letting go of things. There's a big difference, right? I would always suggest fighting for something you believe in, right? If you believe that you are good for a role or you believe that this relationship is good, fight for it. Like, do everything you can. But it's also okay to sit down with yourself and take account and say, is this serving me a purpose anymore? Is this habit serving me a purpose anymore? Is this person serving me a purpose anymore? Is this emotion serving me a purpose anymore? I always like to look at it as, imagine you're, you know, at some point in your life, your house is like, you're a hoarder and you have all this stuff around your house. Like, of course you want to get rid of things so you can walk through the path, right? So why don't we get rid of things in our life that are blocking our path, right? You know, we're walking around our apartment and it's like, there's so many things. Like, what are we doing? It's like, you know, how do you get around? But the funny thing is when we look at our lives, we're not quick to let go of things. We say, no, this person's going to change. This person's going to be this way. That's not how life works. People don't just change. And I'm not saying don't fight for someone and don't look past certain things. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to be honest with yourself and honest with your time, because your time is something that you'll never get back, right? You'll get money back, you'll get things back, but you will never get your time back. So always question yourself, or question, are you living a life where things in your life are purposeful, right? That everything doesn't have to be purposeful. You can have that odd person or odd thing that serves no purpose, but you just love it, or you love them. That's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But I think it's the amount of things in your life that you have, right? Like, I see sometimes people, and I'm not judging, but I see sometimes people with like 20, 30 friends, and I'm like, are they actually all friends with them, or are they just friends, right? And I say to myself, I probably have 10 to 15 really good friends, and the rest are just like kind of no, you know? So, and also, I've also seen that a lot of times people kind of fade out, and I've just, at this point in my life, I'm almost 25, and I'm not old, but I'm just saying, at this point in my life, I'm defining my future. I'm just saying, like, listen, if you want to be my friend, if you don't want to reach out, if you want to spend time with me, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But let me let you go. And that's the same thing with habits, right? Like TV, like, I have not seen any purpose for it. I mean, I watch an odd TV show, but I've let go of it. You know, certain things, just let go of it. And I'm like saying, like, even hobbies or like business ideas or things like that, like, those things are fine. Like, I'm not saying don't go ahead and do it, but also know your limit. Tell yourself, like, hey, like, listen, like, I, you know, actually don't think this is serving me a purpose right now. I think this is actually wasting my time. I could be spending my time doing something else that is already successful, right? So, you know, I've done this podcast, I've done these videos, and I've seen some, you know, responses. But I'll be honest with you, if I didn't see any, and I was just talking to a wall, and I didn't see any feedback from it, I probably wouldn't be as enthusiastic to do it. Not because I don't believe in it, but I just don't know if it serves me a purpose. But at the same time, that's a little bit hypocritical, because one of my podcasts is like, I'm not doing this for views, I'm doing this for myself. Of course, like, I'm not doing this just for views, I'm doing this for my well-being as well. But I think, like, if there wasn't a purpose here of trying to help other people, I'd probably just record this by myself and keep it for myself. But I genuinely think that some of the things that I have learned and hear about and go through, I think it can help other people. But I'll tell you, like, firsthand account, I've had a really good friend, who I still consider a really good friend, and he'll never not be a good friend. But he just doesn't respond to my messages. It's been like 6 months, 7 months, and he lives right next door, and, you know, there's nothing wrong. Like, I haven't done anything to him or that I know of, and just doesn't reach out to me. And I'm like, and he reached out to me once or twice and said, sorry. But then I reached out to him and said, like, let's go coffee and all these things. It just ignores me. And I just think that, like, I understand it's okay for people to ignore people sometimes if they're busy and whatnot. But if you're really good friends with someone and you just ignore them blatantly, you know, which is obvious, because in the end of the day, someone's phone is with them most of the day. If not all the time, they check it at least once a day. We live in the 21st century. So when I see that people are ignoring me, I'm letting go. I mean, I even tried, like, this was probably 2 months ago, I reached out to my ex and I was trying to talk to her and see if we could just be friends, because I still think she's a good person. And she never texted me back. It's been over a year. And I've just decided, like, I don't know what hit me, but I was just like, you know what? I'm going to let go of this. I'm not going to be desperate and look and be there. And that's the same thing with people I meet nowadays. It's like, I meet them and I'll talk to them for a few days. And if they show interest, great. Like I'll continue talking to them, friends and romantic relationships. But listen, if they're not showing any interest and it's just me doing it, I'm just going to drop them. And yeah, they may be wonderful people and it may be a really fun person to be with and hang out with and travel the world with and all these fun stuff. But if they're not showing somewhat of interest in me and it doesn't serve me a purpose in any way, shape or form, I'm going to drop them. And I'm not afraid to do it nowadays, because I remember times that I was really desperate in my life. I was like, I want this friend. I want this person. I want this person to like me. I want this person to be with me. And I've had enough of it. I think I've spent a lot of time trying to prove myself to other people and get other people to care about me. And I've just come to the point where if people don't care about me, that's fine. That's perfectly fine, because I care about myself. I love myself, and the rest doesn't really matter to me. And I know I have people who care about me, and I know that they're worth my time that other people aren't. So I think that's really the most important part of this podcast, and I can really end it, is that you're not letting go of everything. You're not letting go of everything in your life. You're letting go of the things that are holding you back from focusing your time on things that are actually essential. So if you have 10 friends and 5 of them, and 10 of them are taking up 100% of your time, but 5 of them are really not essential, but the other 5 are amazing and they define you and they're just amazing people, get rid of the other 5 and put all that 100%, because at that point you're putting 10% in each one. But if you put 20% in each one, think about the friendships and the growth you'll have, right? So that's why it's so important to really put, you know, 20% of your worth and get 80% out of it, right? That's the 80-20 rule, right? You get 80% of what you want in life from doing 20% of the things, right? And it's not massive steps. It's like the same thing with saving money. It's like putting that money away, building a foundation and growing it and investing and being consistent. And that's 20%. That's not a 90%. That's not it. And the same thing with dieting. Like 20% probably not, like you probably need to be more consistent. But even going to the gym twice a day, twice a week or 3 times a week could make a really big difference. So I think a lot of us think that we need to, again, conquer the world, go full throttle, go extreme. But extremism doesn't ever work. And go on a whole topic about that. But in the end of the day, like when you're letting go of things, that stuff that you're letting go, and you shifting your focus to 20% of the things that are actually meaningful in your life, is going to bring 80% of your happiness. It's going to bring 80% of your fulfillment. So just remember that when you're looking at who's on your contact list, who you're talking to, just stop talking to the people who are not responding to you. And it's hard, right? Because especially like if you're single or you don't have too many friends, you're like, yay, someone's interested in me, or yay, someone wants to spend time with me. That's great. But if they're really not showing any interest, they're just talking about themselves. And yeah, of course, it's probably better to listen sometimes. But in the same time, like you deserve things. You deserve care. You deserve love. If you're not getting that, then I think it's best to let go and not look back in anger. I think it's really, really healthy to do. And I think more of us need to do. I think it's something that we're scared to do because we don't want to be hit badly by society. But I'm telling you, in the long run, it's going to help you because it's going to allow you to use your time more wisely. So I hope you took something from that podcast. I didn't really want to talk too much more, but this is just a sign to let go, because I'm starting to do it. And, you know, it's a work in progress, but I'm really enjoying it so far. So don't be afraid to let go.